Brett, good morning.
How are you, Ray?
All right, what's happening?
We've got a Scott's B-double trying to take the Hill Road exit, and I don't think he really wants to go down there. Now he's trying to back it back up on the M4 eastbound.
So, Scott's Mount Gambier, is it?
That's him.
So he's gone off the M4 to go to the Hill Road exit, and he can't negotiate it.
Well, either that or his madman's told him not to go that way, but he's trying to back it up.
Well, so now he's backing out onto the main body of the M4.
Well, that's what he's trying to do, right? And so the cars are going around him as he's trying to back it up with his hazard lights on.
Well, let's see if we can get the coppers there, mate. This is, I mean, honestly, thank you, Brett. I appreciate your call, mate. All the best.
No.
This is just ridiculous. I mean, and Scott's Mount Gambier, when I raised the spectre of people continually driving into tunnels over height, driving their vehicles with their names in blazoned, and it's no good saying, oh, they're subbies, you get your bloody name emblazoned all over the trailer, it's your problem. Now, it's no good Duncan Gay and other roads ministers nationally coming on and saying, oh, you know, they're being subjected to a whole range of things. If they have a driver who's that brain dead, and for people in other parts of Australia, the M4 is one of the two major carriageways into Sydney. The M2 or the M4. The M4 is the one that goes from Parramatta. The M2 comes from the northwest and from the west via the M7. Now, Hill Road is the access down towards Sydney Olympic Park around the Lidcombe area. And at this time of the morning, it's still morning peak in Sydney, for a B-double to try and back from Hill Road back onto the M4 is a catastrophe waiting to happen. No doubt police who are listening will be on the way to talk to the driver about his imbecility, but it's almost, well, not quite daily, but it's certainly a weekly occurrence with these drivers. And, you know, I get all the platitudes from Scott's Mount Gambier saying they're highly trained. They are not. Otherwise, they wouldn't do what they are doing on a regular basis. And this is atypical of what they do. Go down the wrong place. Last time we spoke about it was some bloke from Scott's Mount Gambier coming from Woolloomooloo and trying to get onto the Harbour Bridge, southern approaches to the northern side, around a corner that he's not supposed to be going around. This time, it's a bloke backing up a B-double from Hill Road onto the M4. As I said, an accident waiting to happen. Now, New South Wales police have been in contact after this truck went down Hill Road and attempted to reverse back onto the M4. New South Wales police have been in touch. They've intercepted the truck. A highway patrol car is escorting him back to Scott's depot at Milperra, where police are running an operation as I speak, and they are inspecting the entire fleet. Long overdue. They're inspecting the entire fleet as we speak. By the way, Andrew phoned. Scott's Mount Gambier stopped on the shoulder of Wingra Freeway, citybound, before the Mount Street overpass. Ian Wallace, I think, has got some details on this for me. Wally, what's that all about?
Okay, Ray, he was stopped on the Wingra Freeway, citybound at North Sydney by the RMS tow truck. They escorted him across the Harbour Bridge over Darling Harbour, and he's been pulled over approaching the Anzac Bridge on the Western Distributor. There's a large lay-by area there. So I don't know.
Is this all about the... Well, the RMS are conducting inspections at the Milperra Yard of Scott's Mount Gambier, and I'd imagine they're gathering all the trucks.
Could be, Ray. Could be.
That'd be what it'd be attached to. Thanks, Wally. Appreciate it. All the best to you, Ian Wallace, with the latest on that truck, which has now made its way across Darling Harbour onto the approaches of the Anzac Bridge. Now,